says Achshilu Doye Kolhani Kushaisa. So when they went to the base of Medrash, Doye Gadoyim asked his questions though, why is it different than a Mitzri that both are also? And Ishtiku, they kept quiet in the base of Medrash. The Taka did not know what to answer. Is Boyelach Ruzialei, they wanted the Taka to speak out and give a psak that Dover Melech is also? And the Chur, they wanted to listen to Doye Gadoyim to say that just like by a Mitzri, means even the Nekevais, even an Isha, who are then by a Moavi, and a Moavi, and a Moini, even the ladies are also. Is Miyad, right away the Pasuk says, that the Amsha ben Ish, the son of a Ushmo Yisro, his father's name, a Yisraeli, Ashebuel el Vigayel bas Nochesh. He also lived with Abigail bas Nochesh, with an Amoinis. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Yeser HaYishmeli, that Omar Rovo, Rovo says, what does it mean? Malame Shechoga Chagel Charboi Ki Yishmeel. He girded himself with a sword like a Yishmael, like an Arab. The Yomar and this Amsha said like this. He got up in the base of Medrash and said like this: that Kol Mi Sheino Shemei Alochazu, whoever's not going to listen to me when I'm going to say over this Alochom is Yedake Becherif. I'm going to stab you with my sword. The what the Kach Mekablani Mi Beis Dinis Shel Shmuel Hermosi. This is what I was Mekabel from the Novi Shmuel Hermosi, from Shmuel Novi. That what? That Amoini v'loy Amoinis. When the Torah says you can't marry an Amoini, and Amoini is also a Soni is Zohar. Mashenkin, the Nekebis, the ladies, and Amoinis is Mutter. So therefore, Ruth, when she was Mizgayer, she was Mutter to Boyas, or Amoavis. The next one. And Moavid is the same thing with Dashrin, for Loy Mayavis. Amoavis, Ruth was Mutter to marry to Boyas. So that's the Psak, the Maskoner is, like Amsha said over for Shmuel Anovi, the Tak it's Mutter. That an Amoinis, a Moavis, is Mutter to marry into Kalashem. For the Gemara, the question of Mima Hemen, do we believe this Amsha right now? He was also in the Gay Bedover, because he lived with Avigail. So he was also in the Gay Bedover. And in the case we're in a Gay, where the Psak is Nagay to you, the call is like this. For Yomar Rav Aber, Omar Rav, Kol Talmud Chochem. Shemoy Roha Locha, anytime a Talmud Chochem Paskins Aloch, is Mar Valocha. Ubo, it happens, it depends like this. If he said over the Psak Halacha, this is the way my Rabbi Paskin, before the Maisa actually happened to him, is our Shem Loi. We believe him. Like he's not on the game, but we're not afraid he's going to lie. The Yimlav ain't Shem Loi. But if he does not say that, but if he did not say the Halacha over before, only now when the Maisa, when an action happens to him, a story happens to him, we don't believe him to say this is what he heard from his Rabbi, because maybe he's lying because he's Nagei Bedover. So how can we believe Amsha here to say this Psak Halacha? He's also in the Gei Bedover. It was Nagei to him. So Gemara says, Shani Hocha, here it's different. To Shmuel or Beis Dina Kayim. Because who did Amsha say the Halacha over from? From Shmuel Anovi. And the Shmuel was still alive at that time. So since Shmuel was still alive, like Rashi says, it's a Milsa Davida Leglu Yehu, Volei Meshaka, but something we're going to find out the truth. So since it's Oymet to find out the truth, we're not afraid he's going to lie. Therefore, since we're not afraid he's going to lie, therefore for sure we're going to believe him over here, and that's the maskana that a Moavis is Mutter, Rus was Mutter. So now the Gemara asks the question though, but Mikol Mokum Kasher, but I call upon him, it's Shver, Doyek HaDoyim is Kasher. Like, how come, why is it different here than the Din of a Mitzri? So the Gemara answers, Hochra Tagima. Here we answered like this. That really, again, the Torah says the reason why we're angry at the Amoni and Moavi is because they did not bring out food. So Doi Gadoimi said, but Akoponim, the ladies, should have brought out food for the Jewish ladies. So Terad says, no, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Panima, that to cover the respect for an Isha is to be at home, Panima, inside. In other words, it wasn't respectful for the ladies to come bring food outside. So therefore, even though they could have brought to the Jewish ladies, but still the pshat is not the pshat as it wasn't sneer. The Torah wasn't angry that they didn't bring it out to the men. And the Torah was angry. The Torah is not angry at them because the chlal it's not covered for an isha to come outside. So therefore, there's no time of why the amoinis, the moavis, the ladies didn't bring out food. The Torah was only angry upon the men. Therefore, only the zechor marosar and not the nekevus. But marov amri in Eretz Yisrael they said like this: the Taimer Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Chor the Postik says. That the Malachim asked Avraham Avinu, where is your wife Sarah? And he answered, Hinei Boyel. And the Pshat Vinei Ben Oyel is, like Rashi says, Dien Derech Isha Lot Seis Mibesa. It's not a Derech Isha to go outside. It's the same type of a Raya. The Torah was not mocked upon the ladies of the Moavis, and the Moavis, how come they did not come to bring out food? The Torah was only angry upon the men, so therefore the Torah asked them, even if when them is gairing them, when they become a Jew, a regular Bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry them. They can't marry into Kalashim. Now the Gemara says, Kitanoi. So Machlekes Tanoim, like how do we know the din, not like Reb Shimon? How do we argue with Reb Shimon? That one time I hold, the Pasuk says, Amoini v'loy Amoinis. Mo'avi v'loy me'avis. Liver Reb Yudah. Stam, the Pasuk itself, it says, Amoini, it's Mashmoni Yezachar, and not in the Keva. The same thing, Mo'avi is a Zachar, not in the Keva. Vaita Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, he brings down the Pasuk, from the Svar al-Dvara Shaloi Kidmu Eschem Balechem of Amayim. But the Torah said the reason why the Torah does not want us to marry an Amoini and a Moavi is because what? They did not come with food. So the klal is that Darker Shalish Lakadim. It was a Darach and it man should have come out with food. So the Torah is angry upon the men. Mashenkin and Darker Shalish Lakadim is not a Darach and Isha to come out with food. Therefore the Torah is not angry at the Isha. Therefore the Moavis, the ladies, are Mutter. Dorosh Rova Darshins, Maidich Siv, one of the posting Tilim say, Pisachto Lemoiseiro, that Oma Dobolofnea Kodesh Borchu, Dobot Seta Kodesh Borchu, that Pisachto, you one tied Lemoiseiro, what I was tied up with, that Rebbeinu Shalom, Shnei Moiseirois Shehoyu Olai, there were two knots like two ropes tied around me, Pisachtem, you opened them up, you were matter them. In other words, there were two Isurim, that you were matter, that's Rus Hamoavia, there is your mater, Moavis, the lady is your mater, therefore my grandmother is mutter, and Noamo, ha-amoinis. Noamo also, she was an amoinis, she's also mutter. So Rashi says, Noamo, that's imoy ishar rechovim. Umimeno yotza malchus beiz dovim, for there came out the malchus beiz dovim. And Dorosh Rabba Dashin like this, might just say, what does the apostle said? Say, Rabbois osi soato Hashem olakai neflue secho machshav secho aleinu. That what your great wonders and machshavas did upon us, Oleinu. That says, Olai loy nemur. Doesn't say upon me, upon David HaMelech. Elo Oleinu, upon both of us. Who is David talking about? Who's both of us? Melamed shoyer Rechovim Yosha b'cheikesh of David. Commercial like, Rechovim was sitting in David's lap. And Omaloi, David said that Olai v'yolecho nemur shtei mechores alolu. These two psukim are coming upon me and you. In other words, she was an Amoinis, and I came from the Moavis. That both of them, the Torah was matter, only in Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Moavi v'loy Moavis, therefore we're both mutter. Dorash Rav, Rav Darshan, Maidich Siv, what does the Postik say that David said, Ozo Marti Hine Bosi? Like now I thought, now is the time I'm fit to be a Melech. The David HaMelech thought when they appointed me to be a Melech, this was the first time I'm fit to be a Melech. Is the Megillah Seifa Kosov Alai? But it's written in Megillah Sefer, it's written in the Torah also, that a remez that David should be a melech. The what? Omar David. David said like this. Omarti ato bosi. I thought right now when I'm appointed to be a king, this is the first time I was appointed to be like Gedula to be a king. For lo yadati, I did not know, should be Megillah Sefer Kosov alai. That's even written in the Torah about me. Hosam Ksiv, it says in the Bereshis, in the Pasuk it says, Hanim Tzois, it says by the daughters of Lot. It says Hanem Tzois, and we know from the daughters of Lot came out Amon Amoyev. In Hochik Sib over here it says, by David it says, Motzosi David Avdi B'shemin Kodeshayit Meshachtev. So Mashmah said, Loshem Motzosi, and Hanem Tzois means in the Torah already, it was Merumah's ready by the first Amon Amoyev, that there'll be a Melech David. Omar Ula. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yechonen, Bas Ger Amoini, Ksheru Lakuna. Ger, an Amoini, if he has a daughter, his daughter is mamish mutter even for Kain to marry. Now she's an Amoinis, and Amoinis is mutter to Kal Hashem, she's mutter to Kain also. Omalai Rava Bar Ula Lula, so Rava Bar Ula said to Ula, come on, like who do you Ula want to say a Chiddush? According to which man the Yom are you teaching us a Chiddush that the daughter of an Amoini is mutter to a Kohen. Ik, Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to go according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's not like that. Ha'oma, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the Bas Ger Zohar, the daughter of a Ger that was Mizgayir, if he's a Zohar, is Kabas Cholo Zohar, the daughter is also like a Chalola. He holds a Ger as posel to a Kohen, who adin, his daughter is also posel to a Kohen. That's Rabbi Yehuda Zohar. Therefore, this Amorini, he's a ger, his daughter would also be yosah to a kain. So how could your ulah say the daughter of a ger Amorini is mutter to a kain? Elamai, you want to tell me the chiddush goes according to Reb Yosi for the Gemara Pshita? Like, of course, the halacha is the daughter is mutter to a kain. Ha'amar, Reb Yosi said, Af ger shenasa giyoris, even a ger that marries a giyoris, the halacha is bita sheru lakuna. It's only a ger when them is gayer, since they had be when they were gishiksa, they're also to a kain. Mashenkem, when them is gayer, their children, their daughter is mutter to a kain. That's Rabbi Yosi's halacha. So what's Ula's chiddush that the daughter of an Amoini is mutter? Like, why not? An Amoini is mutter, and he holds a bas ger is mutter, so Badish is mutter to marry a kain. Like, what's your chiddush pshita? The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, panech the ruyim love of the kahal, where did Rabbi Yosi say it only by regular ger? A ger that has the right to marry into kahal Hashem? Avol hai mashenken an amoini. Tiyen roi love of a kahal, and amoini the zokra is not let him marry a bas Yisrael. Loi, maybe his daughter is also. Maybe the daughter of an amoini is also to marry to a kohen. Hey, even the Baal Havmin is, even if the Anamoini marries an Anamoinis, even if he marries somebody that is mutter to, but maybe since he's not let to marry a regular Basi Yisrael, maybe the daughter is possible. So that's all this Chiddush to tell you, no, you should know it's mutter. So Mara says now, but Minole, how does Ula know to say such a Chiddush? Like, why would I have thought to say that the father is an Anamoini? So what? Even though he can marry a Bas Yisrael, but Lamais is marrying an Amoinis, he's marrying somebody he's allowed to, so why would have I thought to say the daughter should be Yosel Lakuna? That Ula has to tell us the Chiddush. So Mora says, the Yalef mi Kohen Godel Ba'amona, because maybe I would have learned it out from when a Kohen Godel marries an Amona, that the Locher is, the kid is called a Chalolo, that she's also to a Kohen. For the Gemara, no, Ma'ar Lakohen Godel Bi'almona, Shekein Bi'Yosel Bi'Aveira. You know why the daughter is called a Chalolo? Because the parents are doing it in Aveira, a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry an Amona. That's why the daughter is called a Chalolo. But over here, where the Moavi married an Amoavis, or the Amoini married a Moavis, he did a beheter, why should I think the daughter is possible to a Kohen? Sumara says, Cholol Yechiech, I'll bring you a proof from a regular Cholol. A Cholol Zok Yechiech, that Rashi Shemut of Bas Yisrael, that a Chol was allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, v'yein v'yosev bo bever, there's no Aveira, still a b'tay psul lakuna, halacha is the Chol's daughter is also a posel for a kain. So that's why we thought here also, maybe an Amoini's daughter is posel for a kain. So the marmah l'chol shekein yitzirosa b'aveira, no, a Chol is worse. How do you have a Chol? He was created through a b'yas Aveira, that his father did an Aveira, either a kohen married a gerusha that did an aveira, and he had a child. That's the cholol. So therefore, that's a strong psul. Therefore, the psul goes over to the daughter. Mashenkin ba'amoni, he wasn't created by an aveira. The parents didn't do any aveira. They were goyim, and amoni is allowed to get married. He's allowed to have children. So maybe there, since there's no, they weren't created by aveira. Maybe the psul doesn't go over to the daughter. So this the Gemara says, kohen godu yochiach do, but kohen godu brings the proof. A Kohen Godel when he lives with an Amona, a Kohen Godel was not created to be Aveira, and still, now the kid becomes a Chalala. So, the Chazar Hadin goes back, that Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, type of Batsada Shava, we learn out one from the other, that each Chumra is fall away because the other one proves it's not the Chumra. Hatsara Shava Shebhen, what's the common denominator, what's equal about both of them? She'einoim Beroyf Kal, that they're not allowed to marry everybody, they're not bereiv kahal, is, Rashi says, einam kishar roiv Yisrael. Shereyesh bekulon tzad pegam, each one has something wrong with them. Kohen Godel is biyose b'aveira. Cholol is yitzir also b'aveira. And Amoni also, when the royal level of a kahal, and Amoni also has something wrong with him, that he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Ubitay psula, and their daughters are puzzled to a kohen. Is Afkan over here also in Amoni, Afkan shena bereiv kahal? He's not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. Therefore, Bitei Psula, therefore there's a Svara, I would have thought maybe to say, the daughter of an Amoini taker is also to a Kayin. So that's why I need Ulus Chiddush. So the Morris says, no, there's still no Havimina. I tell you, Ma, Le'atzav HaShav HaShaben, Sheken Yesh Bem Tzad Aveira. There's a Tzad Aveira involved. The Kayin Godel marrying an Amona, it's an Aveira. That's why the daughter is Pos Lakuna. a cholol also came through an aveira. The parents did an aveira. How do you have a cholol? That the parents either a kayin married a gerusha, he did an aveira. So that's how you have a cholol. Therefore, the psul is strong to say that his daughter is also posel. Mashenkin over here, the amoini, he didn't do any aveira. When he's misgayer, we're talking about Pashad Havaminer is that he married another anamoinis. He didn't do it in Aveira. So Melo, why should I, what's the Havaminer to say the daughter is possible of the Kuna? So Gemara says, Dilma, maybe, no, you know what the Chiddush is? Vadai bi amoini shenosa bas yischo kamrit. We're talking about the Chiddush of Ulur is in a case where the amoini did an Aveira. This ger amoini, he was misgayer. The loch was his also to marry a bas yischoel. And he married a bas yischoel. So Ulus Chiddush is still that the daughter is still mutter l'kayin. That Alpha gav the biyosa be aveira, even though the biya was be aveira, the amoini marrying a bas yisrael, that's an aveira, he has no heta to marry into Kal Hashem, still be take kshera, still the alocher is the biti is kshera. And the Mursa v'nechvam, yomalei in yitaka true, that's the Chiddush of Ula. The chiyosi ravin om Rabbi Yechon, when Ravin came over, he said over talking the name of Rabbi Yechonin, that bas ger amoini, the daughter of a ger amoini that I can marry the Abbas Yisrael, or else Abbas Mitzri Sheni. The daughter of a Mitzri Sheni, and Rashi also says it means that the Mitzri married Abbas Yisrael, that the father did an Aveira, still the Halacha is that Rabbi Yechon and Nomak Shera, Rabbi Yechon Taka said the Halacha is that the Bito is Kshera Lakuna, for Shlaka Shama Psula, Shlaka Taka says it's Psula. It's good Ula before Ula, said over Rabbi Yechonan, this is the Chiddush, this is a tremendous Chiddush. Even though the father of the Ammoni didn't have a married the Bas Yisrael, the Maitre still Rabbi Yechonan, she three, that the daughter of the Bito is Muta, is a Kshayra Lakuna. Now the Gemara explains, Veshlaka Shama Psula, Veshlaka says that this daughter of an Ammoni is Psula Lakuna, the Yalaf Lomikain Godab Ammona. He learns it out from the Gzeresha, from the Ma'at Sad, from the Kain Godab Ammona. That they're doing an Aveira, and the Bita is Sulu Lakuna. Here also, the Amoini married Abbas Yisrael, so he did an Aveira. The Loch is the Bita is like a Sulu Lakuna. Rabbi Yechon no Makshere, Rabbi Yechon says no, the daughter of the Bita is still Kosher Lakuna. Why?